APR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has approved COVID booster shots for all adults in Colorado. That's a step beyond what federal agencies have authorized. Wednesday, the governor talked to a group of advisors arguing that the move is warranted and legal since the entire state is essentially a high-risk environment.
And so we're providing yet another framework for that because of the very convoluted messaging that's occurring on that federally. We're trying to provide less ambiguity.
The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control have not responded to CPR's request for comment. Farm workers in the state now have the right to weekly overtime pay for the first time. The state's Labor Department has adopted new rules. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Until now, farmers were not required to pay the state's roughly 40,000 farm workers overtime. Starting next year, they'll have to if employees work more than 60 hours a week. Hunter Knapp is with Project Protect Food Systems Workers, a worker-led nonprofit. He says it's a historic move, but there are still loopholes.
We do believe that this is just the first step because agricultural workers are still excluded from daily overtime pay, and that is one of the most critical parts of protecting workers.
The changes only apply to weekly pay. They're the result of a major labor rights bill passed during the most recent legislative session. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Drought conditions are holding steady and currently cover about three-quarters of the state. Increased stream flow and precipitation have brought some relief to parts of western Colorado, but the northwestern and southwestern corners of the state are still recording extreme dryness. So are parts of the eastern plains. A rare black-footed ferret turned up in the garage at a home in Pueblo West this week. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the house is near a prairie dog colony where the agency has been releasing black-footed ferrets. The homeowner reported the ferret to Parks and Wildlife, which released it back into the colony. Pueblo, Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, and the Front Range have sunny skies today. It's going to be windy around Denver again through this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.